Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Hiney Maynish. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brannan moves to second. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brannan tags and moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. There goes Combs. The throw from Mannion to Kress, and Combs is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs who is chasing the ball. Betancourt reaches third base with a triple. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Betancourt tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski strikes out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robertson scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Mannion settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Mannion. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely strikes out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras takes first base on ball 4. Grabowski moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt juggles the ball. That's an error on Betancourt. Garrigue moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Musel moves to second. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrigue scores. Musel scores. Robertson moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Yankees. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pipgras hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mannion hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaufman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garrigue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schultz who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Combs scores. Ruth goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Cedric Durst now playing right field. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch bunts towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Schult moves to third. It's 6-3, Yankees. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Larry Betancourt. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. Kress scores. Blue moves to second. It's 6-5, Yankees. Herb Pennock now pitching. Ollie Sachs pinch runs for Guy Sturdy. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Ollie Sachs now playing third base. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grabowski takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. Leo DeRocher pinch runs for Johnny Grabowski. Hal Wiltz now pitching. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. DeRocher moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-4 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball towards center. Schult catches it and throws to home to double up Robertson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Pat Collins now catching. Frank O'Rourke pinch hits for Hal Wiltz. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-4 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannon for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.